Now, most people, once they're into their 30s, are doing things like building their careers or saving for a house, maybe planning for a secure future. Richard East already had those things, the house, the good job, and a new rescue cat. But he was struggling with depression and needed to change his life. So a few years ago, he sold his house and bought a van. His only plan? To travel around Australia with his cat, Willow.
Welcome to our little house, my little tiny house on wheels on the road with my travelling companion Willow. She doesn't talk a lot, but she is good company nonetheless. She has a little white patch on her chest and she gets fur all over the van unless I brush her. The question Phil asks is, why is she travelling with me? Simply put, I just couldn't leave her behind. I don't think anyone believed me when I told them I'd be travelling for like 5-10 years. I'm more than a third way into it. They're starting to realise now that this is actually happening. And I think they can see that I'm so much happier now. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it makes sense now to them. I went to university straight out of school. Didn't have a gap year, which could have been part of my demise, my career demise. I was working in IT for 10 years and had the house and found that I wasn't really happy. To put it simply, I was depressed. Very, very so. It got to a point where, you know, things were so bad that I reached out and I got help and, you know, things were starting to get better for me. My expectation was that I would get a lot more motivation back at work and, you know, things would start, you know, looking up, but the exact opposite happened. For the first time in my life, I felt like I was ready to leave after 10 years in that one job. And that's when this sort of idea came to fruition. The short story is that I'm thinking of ways that I can change my life, and what I came up with was to sell everything I owned. And what I didn't sell would fit in a van and I'd travel around Australia. The idea of taking Willow away with me hadn't quite been confirmed. You know, we started going away for a weekend here and there and it just worked, and I realised that, you know, she was too good a cat to lose, really. So, you know, I started making preparations for, you know, how she'd travel with me. She pretty much sleeps anywhere on the bed. I've got another cat bed for her, but any cat owner will know that getting a cat to sleep in a cat bed is often futile, and they'll just end up on your bed. When it's a safe place to let her out, you know, I'll just open the door, and if she wants to go for a little explore, she will. But always make sure I've got a tracker on her, so if, you know, the worst happens, I can find her. But the reality is, most of the times I use the tracker is to find which cupboard she's hiding in. So it's quite handy in that regard. But, you know, if she's hiding in a bush, I can quickly make sure I know where she is, make sure she's safe, and also for the environment we're in. When you think you're travelling with a cat and you're designing a camper van, you need food and shelter. I guess there are some basic things. So I've built a kitchen where I can put a stove, and I've got a fridge, drawers to put my food, a table that swings out. I've got a television. You know, the great outdoors is great, but, you know, sometimes you need to catch up on the latest drama series or whatever. Even though I've culled down the contents of a house, I still have a lot of stuff, really. I've got literally a ton of belongings, and I had to make sure there's room for everything, all my camera gear and all my woodworking tools and stuff like that. So I had to make sure I built cupboards to fit everything and make sure everything's easy to get to. As soon as we left on the boat, you know, seeing the port off in the distance, I knew that we'd made it. All the sort of struggle to get to that point was over, and we'd sort of made it. After that, we sort of progressed into travelling from like week to week to all these various places, and we're moving quite fast up the coast. But, you know, it's a different story nowadays because we're spending like a month in one spot, 2 months, 3 months, and, yeah, time sort of escapes us. I don't get lonely because you're never alone when you've got a cat. You're always meeting people on the road, and it's not like when you're in the cities. I found it hard to sort of, you know, reach out and socialise more. The hardest thing to deal with when you're getting better from depression is that you still get depressed, and everyone gets depressed, but when you're in that recovery sort of process, it feels like a massive setback, but it's, you realise that's just how we function as human beings. Just a normal part of human existence, and understanding that things do get better gets you through it. And it takes a while to learn that because you think, oh, I'm back to square one, but you're not. It's just part of the cycle. I look back and, you know, I had a house, I had a good job, I thought I had everything, but I didn't have happiness. And I felt guilty and almost shameful for not appreciating what I had. I think it's important to talk about because the more people talk about it, the more people realise that it's something which a lot of people go through. Maybe they don't have to, you know, sell their house and everything and start living on the road. Anyone who's suffered depression knows that they can be depressed anywhere. It's not a challenge, but, yeah, they definitely feel that way anywhere they are. So, you know, you can think that moving somewhere else is going to make you happy, but you're not really addressing the problem, are you? It's a process. You can't just expect to fix it in a weekend. It's a long, long thing to try and fix, especially when you've lived with it for 10 years or so. There are a lot of people travelling with cats out there. I'd never thought of it to begin with, and it just seemed like such a crazy idea to begin with. But, yeah, they make such good travelling companions in the end. She doesn't like wind, if it's a very windy place, because I think all her little cat senses are all mixed up with the wind in her ears. But there's not many places that she struggles with, just because she always has the van as her home base. So as long as she can see the van, then she's sort of relaxed and she knows she can run to it if she's scared. It's hard to get homesick when you're travelling with your home. Still really out of tune. It's my little happy place, so if I ever feel like the world's too much for me, I just go here and it's, you know, it's my little safety bubble. Wherever I go, I've got my home with me, so I never feel like I need to be somewhere else.
A man and his guitar and his cat on the road, and the adventures of Richard East and his cat companion Willow continue. You can follow them on Instagram at VanCatMeow, M-E-O-W, meow. That story was produced by Sarah Mashman, and if it brought up any issues and you need to talk to someone, Lifeline is available 24 hours a day on 13 11 14.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.